and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is warm this afternoon, 95 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
Music that exalts and wounds and haunts. I'm Bob Mandela.
What is this that casts thee down?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn more about a music repair shop in Los Angeles, California, that fixes student instruments for free. They have just gotten a huge donation from an absolute legend in the music industry, Mr. Herb Alpert, A&M Records, Tijuana Brass, that guy. So we will learn more about that. Then we will meet a Nebraska prairie scientist who spent 2 years photographing a single square meter of land and getting to know its hundreds of species.
A lot of my photography of insects, I try to show the face, and I often take it from the face forward, like they're looking at the camera, because I think that makes insects especially more relatable.
Coming up, how he hopes to open people's eyes to a vanishing ecosystem. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
A whole lot of events lined up this weekend. I know Perry Pride out in Perry is happening this weekend. Art in the Park, which you just heard about. Lots of road closures, so be on the lookout if you're out and about this weekend. Hope to see you at all the events. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Taken on board.
Two former negotiators on their book, Tomorrow is Yesterday, plus the latest news Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Emporia, 96 in Abilene. The time is 3:30.
Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags lowered to half staff in remembrance of all victims and survivors of political violence. In a statement, Kelly mentioned conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated this week in Utah. She also named the Minnesota Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, a Democratic politician who was also slain in an act of political violence. The governor's executive order directs all flags to be lowered until sundown Sunday. Two students were arrested yesterday after a gun was found at Mays High School in Sedgwick County. According to the district, several students reported a possible firearm at the school. KSN reports police found the gun in a backpack and confiscated it. No injuries were reported. Two students were arrested and transported to jail. A third student who was involved was released into the custody of a parent. World Cup organizers in Kansas City, Missouri have now extended the deadline for volunteering for next year's event to early October. Jody Fortino reports.
KC2026, the group that's planning the event, needs 6,000 volunteers to help at activities around Kansas City, including at Arrowhead Stadium, the airport, and the FIFA Fan Festival downtown. Volunteers need to be at least 18 years old and proficient in English, but the group said additional language skills are a plus. Applicants are also required to pass a background check and attend an in-person tryout session. Kansas City won't find out which teams will play here until the final draw on December 5th. I'm Jody Fortino.
And the Lawrence School District and negotiators representing support staff have reached an agreement on a new hourly wage. Support staff include custodians, cafeteria workers, secretaries, and others who keep the schools running. The Lawrence Times reports the workers have accepted a $1 hourly raise. The district's original offer was 54 cents. Some workers will see even larger raises. The agreement also bumps up the lowest paid support staff to the next highest level on the salary schedule. Humid conditions in the forecast for tonight. Lows in the upper 60s, hot tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. It's 92 degrees in Topeka and 95 in Lawrence. This is KPR and it's 3:35.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Prairie once covered nearly a third of North America. Now most of it is gone. Conservationists want to save what's left, and part of that work includes winning public support for these landscapes. From the Kansas News Service podcast, Up From Dust, Celia Yopis-Jepson talked to one scientist using art to achieve that goal.
Chris Helzer has studied grassland for his prairies.
Now species can move across back and forth between those prairies. You have larger populations, which are easier to keep around. So there's a lot of hope there for me. We know how to do that.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
You can hear the full story of Chris Helzer spending 2 years photographing that small patch of prairie on the podcast, Up From Dust. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk more about the man who has been arrested as the man alleged to be the person who shot conservative activist Charlie Kirk. It's a man named Tyler Robinson. He is from Utah. We will get you caught up on what we know and what we still don't. We will also discuss the dismantlement of a peace vigil across the street from the White House under the direction of President Trump. It has been running since 1981, but no more. We'll get you all the details coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Humid conditions tonight with a low in the upper 60s, sunshine tomorrow and hot with a high in the mid-90s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From Subaru Outback features symmetrical all-wheel drive plus standard safety features like EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. The government may ban pharmaceutical ads on TV, so the only way to know what the side effects are will be to try it, find out. Join us for your recommended weekly dose of the news quiz. That's Wait Wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait Wait Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News is next. It's 4 o'clock.
Robin Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive September 17th through September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org.
It's 96 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Manhattan, 92 in Topeka. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klonyowski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, the Trump administration's cuts to USAID have led to a breakdown in HIV care infrastructure in Africa.
We're going to see new infections, but we're also going to see people with interruptions in their treatment. People are skipping doses. They're hoarding their medication.
A closer look at the U.S.'s role in global HIV prevention. We will also learn more about waging war against drug cartels coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we're headed out west once again on Film Music Friday, another show devoted to music from westerns, music from the Alamo, Silverado, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Snap Judgment. Humid conditions tonight with a low in the upper 60s, hot tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-90s. It's 4:20.
Support is considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 94 degrees in Abilene, 90 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
District. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags lowered to half-staff in remembrance of all victims and survivors of political violence. In a statement, Kelly mentioned conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated this week in Utah. She also named the Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, a Democratic politician who was also slain in an act of political violence. The governor's executive order directs all flags to be lowered until sundown Sunday. Despite the best-looking sorghum crop in years, Kansas farmers likely will not reap the benefits because of a fickle international market. In 2022, the price of sorghum was over $6 per bushel. Today, it's under $3 per bushel. Over half the state's sorghum is exported, almost all of it to China, for animal feed or for a popular alcoholic drink. Amy France is chair of the National Sorghum Producers. She says the financial pain is real in farm country right now.
China has been our number one export market.
with that being gone at the moment, it is difficult leaving our producers without our single most critical outlet.
Sorghum exports to China are down 97% compared to last year as a result of China's retaliatory tariffs on the United States. World Cup organizers in Kansas City, Missouri have extended the deadline for volunteering for next year's event. That deadline has now been moved to early October, Jody Fortino reports.
KC 2026, the group that's planning the event, needs 6,000 volunteers to help at activities around Kansas City, including at Arrowhead Stadium, the airport, and the FIFA Fan Festival downtown. Volunteers need to be at least 18 years old and proficient in English, but the group said additional language skills are a plus. Applicants are also required to pass a background check and attend an in-person tryout session. Kansas City won't find out which teams will play here until the final draw on December 5th. I'm Jody Fortino.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, humid tonight with a low in the upper 60s, hot tomorrow with a high in the middle 90s. You're listening to KPR and it's 435.
Support for
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a roadside stop in Missouri,
they have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know, so.
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, then a more in-depth look into some of the major news of this week. This morning, Utah Governor Spencer Cox delivered remarks following the arrest of the suspect in the killing of conservative agitator Charlie Kirk.
It is much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us.
We'll have a conversation about the ongoing patterns of political violence in America coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
It's 96 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
On a Friday, it's
while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. It is 96 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Utopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
It's 92 degrees in Topeka, 92 in Emporia, 90 in Chanute. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. Before we get to 6 o'clock, we will meet a prairie scientist in Nebraska who has spent 2 years photographing a single square meter of land, getting to know the hundreds of species within it. He's focused on the prairie. He's focused on prairie ecosystems. He's focused on getting you to care more about the prairie. We'll meet him coming up on KPR.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday. This week, more music from Westerns. Music from the Alamo, music from Last Train from Gun Hill, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for Snap Judgment. It's 94 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Emporia. It's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
Missouri can't redraw congressional districts in the middle of the decade. A group called People Not Politicians announced they'll gather signatures to try to prevent the new lines from going into effect until Missourians approve it in a statewide vote.
That's Jason Rosenbaum reporting. These mid-cycle redistricting efforts, including the ones in Texas and here in California, have up to now been extremely rare. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags lowered to half-staff in remembrance of all victims and survivors of political violence. In a statement, Kelly mentioned conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated this week in Utah. She also named the Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, a Democratic politician who was also slain in an act of political violence. The governor's executive order directs all flags to be lowered until sundown Sunday. Two students were arrested yesterday after a gun was found at Mays High School in Sedgwick County. According to the district, several students reported a possible firearm at the school. KSN reports police found the gun in a backpack and confiscated it. No injuries were reported. Two students were arrested and transported to jail. A third student who was involved was released into the custody of a parent. World Cup organizers in Kansas City, Missouri have extended the deadline for volunteering for next year's event to early October. Jody Fortino reports.
KC 2026, the group that's planning the event, needs 6,000 volunteers to help at activities around Kansas City, including at Arrowhead Stadium, the airport, and the FIFA Fan Festival downtown. Volunteers need to be at least 18 years old and proficient in English, but the group said additional language skills are a plus. Applicants are also required to pass a background check and attend an in-person tryout session. Kansas City won't find out which teams will play here until the final draw on December 5th. I'm Jody Fortino.
The Lawrence School District and negotiators representing support staff have reached an agreement on a new hourly wage. Support staff include custodians, cafeteria workers, secretaries, and others who keep the schools running. The Lawrence Times reports the workers have accepted a $1 hourly raise. The district's original offer was 54 cents. Some workers will see even larger raises. The agreement also bumps up the lowest paid support staff to the next highest level on the salary schedule. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, but humid with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high in the mid-90s. Humid again tomorrow night with a low around 70. It's 5:35.
Support for...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Prairie once covered nearly a third of North America. Most of it is now gone. Conservationists want to save what's left, and part of that work includes winning public support for these prairie landscapes. From the Kansas News Service podcast, Up From Dust, Celia Yopis Jepson talked to one scientist who is using art to achieve that goal.
Chris Helzer has studied grassland.
Each other.
Restoring some land between them can connect those prairies.
Now species can move across back and forth between those prairies. You have larger populations, which are easier to keep around. So there's a lot of hope there for me. We know how to do that.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
You can hear the full story of Chris Helzer spending 2 years photographing his small patch of prairie on the podcast Up From Dust. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have a whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We'll get you the latest on the investigation into the individual who has been identified as a suspect in the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. We will also tell you more about the dismantlement of a peace vigil from across that it was sitting across the street from the White House. It had been there since 1981. Why was it taken down? Who ordered it? We'll tell you coming up on KPR. It's 94 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Chanute, 92 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Subaru, the 2025 Subaru Outback features symmetrical all-wheel drive plus standard safety features like EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at Progressive.com/careers. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. The government may ban pharmaceutical ads on TV, so the only way to know what the side effects are will be to try it, find out. Join us for your recommended weekly dose of the news quiz. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The news is next. It's 6 o'clock.